A young Melbourne man is asking himself what price is justice after he says he was bashed by police and racially abused and then frustrated in his attempts to be heard. After finding out that his complaint to police would be investigated by the police force itself, he went to Victoria's Supreme Court to try to have his case dealt with there, but the court refused. After making moves to appeal against the court's decision, the man now finds he's pitted against Victoria's Attorney General and the state's anti-corruption watchdog over costs. Madeline Morris reports.
4 years ago, when Nasir Bair was 17, he alleges he was beaten up, sprayed with capsicum spray and racially abused by two police officers. He wanted the matter investigated, but was dismayed when he found out it would be the Victorian Police's Ethical Standards Division who'd look into it. He didn't trust them to be objective and was scared of repercussions. So Nasir Bair, helped by the Youth Legal Service Youth Law, went to the Supreme Court to argue the matter should be heard by the state's corruption watchdog. He lost. Now he wants to appeal. But as Ariel Couchman of Youth Law explains, the cost is prohibitive.
Costs in a hearing at the Court of Appeal level could be extremely expensive, hundreds of thousands of dollars, whereas we're asking for it to be restricted to thousands.
Mr. Bair's lawyers argue that the case is one of public interest because it tests areas of Victoria's Human Rights Charter and police transparency. But this morning in the Victorian Supreme Court's Court of Appeal, both IBAC, the state's corruption watchdog, and the State Attorney General's Office will argue that Mr. Bair shouldn't be protected from having to pay the court's full costs should he lose. A spokesman for the Victorian Attorney General said in a statement,
"This case has already been fully examined and rejected by the Supreme Court. The government considers that if Mr. Bair and his legal team choose to appeal against the court's decision and lose, taxpayers should be entitled to seek to be paid the legal costs that they have had to incur."
A spokeswoman for IBAC told AM it wasn't appropriate for the corruption watchdog to comment as the matter is still before the court. But Ariel Couchman of Youth Law believes the Attorney General and IBAC are opposing on cost grounds as a way of avoiding the bigger issue of police transparency.
Because it would seriously challenge the way in which police investigate themselves at the moment and would challenge the government to have to set up a more independent way of investigating complaints against police.
Ms. Couchman says there's a lot at stake in today's hearing.
What's at stake is that our clients will not be able to proceed with the appeal. He won't be able to test the law. A very important sort of public interest case won't go ahead. And this will all be because of a fear of costs. And it seems just incredibly unfair that where there is public interest to be taken up, that it can't be because you don't have enough money to pursue it.
Ariel Couchman of Youth Law, ending Madeline Morris's report.